Eric Kwan, founder and CEO of Zoom, the video calling company that took the world by storm during COVID-19 pandemic, is predicting a seismic shift in the way we work. At a time when millions of professionals were scrambling to adapt to remote working, Zoom emerged as one of the defining technologies of the era. Now, Kwan has set his sights on an even bigger transformation, arguing that artificial intelligence will fundamentally reshape the working week as we know it. Kwan is convinced that within 5 years, the five-day work week will be a thing of the past. If AI can make all of our lives better, why do we need to work for 5 days a week, he argued. He believes that if AI agents, sophisticated programs capable of carrying out complex tasks autonomously, become widespread, they could take on much of the cognitive work that currently falls to human employees. If a worker has access to a reliable AI digital twin, they could dispatch their virtual counterpart to attend meetings on their behalf, freeing themselves up for even more meaningful work. Kwan has already put this into practice. Earlier this year, he set out his own AI avatar to address investors at a financial meeting while he got on with other priorities. This would not be the first time that a technological breakthrough has turned the world of work on its head. At the turn of the 20th century, most factory workers were putting in 6 grueling days a week. If Henry Ford had not introduced his revolutionary production line, that punishing schedule might have persisted far longer. Productivity surged, the work week contracted, and 5 days gradually became the norm. Kwan contends that AI could trigger an even more profound shift, one that might make Ford's revolution look modest in comparison. A growing number of influential business figures have come out in support of this outlook. Bill Gates has gone on record stating that people might only need to clock in 2 or 3 days a week within the next decade. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang has backed up this view, predicting a 4-day work week, though he cautioned that the work carried out during those days could become significantly more demanding. If organizations fail to actively manage this transition, there is a real risk that shorter weeks could simply mean more intense ones. Nevertheless, not everyone has bought into this optimistic vision. Kwan himself has acknowledged that the road ahead will not be straightforward. If AI continues to advance at its current pace, entry-level positions could be phased out at an alarming rate as automation takes over routine cognitive tasks. If companies roll out AI systems without careful planning, whole categories of jobs could be wiped out before adequate alternatives have been created. Kwan maintains, however, that new roles will inevitably crop up, whether managing AI output, overseeing digital agents, or developing the next generation of intelligence systems. The debate shows no sign of dying down, and the stakes could hardly be higher. If AI delivers on its promise, the 9-to-5 could soon be consigned to history. If organizations fail to plan for the human cost of this transition, however, the consequences could be far-reaching. One thing, at least, seems beyond dispute. The world of work is changing faster than most of us had bargained for.